Anybody miss anybody? Amen. One of them said, I need one more. Isn't this great? We can get back together again. Oh, next Sunday's Mother's Day too, just in case y'all didn't. I like this shift right here. Amen. We've been talking about what shift comes in. I like this one. This is a good one. So glad to have you today. It is beautiful to see all these beautiful faces here today and family members. And so glad that you came to honor the mother in your home and to represent her today. I know that she is overwhelmed. Family is what it's all about, and we're so glad that you're here today. Just going to take a few minutes this morning. I know a lot of people's got a lot of things planned. Probably won't hold you a couple hours at the most today, but we're really glad that you're here today. Such a beautiful opportunity to stand and to honor our mothers and to give them honor. And there's no words that I'll be able to say today that will even come close to recognizing you for the great, tremendous job that you have done in this world and that you continue to do. But I want to talk about the power of influence. Every one of us are here today because of influence. And we look at our lives today, and a lot of our lives are made up by the environment that our mothers created for us. I miss mine. She passed away and went on to meet the Lord. And every day I miss her, and especially today, because this gives me an opportunity. I'm glad I live in a nation that allows me an opportunity to kind of reminisce and think back that I am who I am today because of the sacrifices she made and put into my life and the influence that she gave me. I want to go to the book of Romans today and just read a couple things to you. Romans, beautiful book in the Bible. Paul wrote that book, and you know all roads lead to Rome. So Paul's main desire was to always be able to minister in Rome because of the impact that it made throughout the world. And so Paul is writing to the Romans here, and he begins to describe in chapter 5. Now, I love the book of Romans because it maintains balance. It gives us balance. The Christian life, you know, we live in a world of extremes, and some go one way and some go the other, but I believe that God intends us to find a balance in life and maintain that. And so Romans presents that balance to us. It enables us and teaches us ways that we are to live and things that we're to hold dear to our heart. And when I begin to read this passage here, Romans chapter 5, and I'll just want to start reading with verses 2. By whom we also have access. And when I begin to read this, let me just read the whole thing, then I'll get back with you. By whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand. I begin to think about mothers. I begin to think about how access is a word, and those of you that know me by now know I love to preach on one word. And word access came because it entails a vehicle by which grace comes to us. And when I begin to think about all the matrix of our magnificent God and how he put everything together, he did not leave out one detail. It's amazing to me that the sun never runs into the moon. The stars always know when to shine because of the awesome matrix of our God. And when he did that, when he put everything together, you and I are a part of that plan. And when I begin to think about mothers, how awesome gift and position that is in the matrix of this world, I want you to understand that mothers today offer that balance to us that God ordained and put into this. And when I begin to, you know, I love my mother. I love mothers. I feel like my wife is one of the greatest mothers in the world. God gave us mothers because we men didn't know what to do. I mean, we don't know how to get to the store and back, you know, right? So God gave us mothers to help bring balance. Women, you missed it right there. That was your amen right there. You missed it. You missed it. Okay. May not be another time, but you missed it right there. But God gave us that matrix, that organizational skill that God knows what's going on. And begin to create mothers. And when I begin to read Romans, it's such a powerful book because it enables me and teaches me that I've been saved by grace, that God made a plan for me, that no matter who I was or what I had done, I could come to Him and He would justify me and cover me with His presence and make me accessible to Him, not only in heaven, but in Him right now. I'm glad I serve a God that I can serve right now. And I begin to think about the word access. Mothers are a very vital part of that element of relationship. God wanted us to understand how powerful it was. Four men were talking one day about the different versions of the Bible. One man said that he liked the King James Version because of the beauty and reverence that it brought. The second man said, well, I like the New American Standard Version of the Bible because the accuracy of the original text. The third said, well, I like the New International Version. You know, we got all kinds of versions today. But then the fourth one said, well, I like the Mother Translation. It's the Mother Translation. See, I like the translation that my mother presented to me because not only did she translate the Word, but she lived it every day. And I begin to think about how relevant that is to us. And I want to talk real quick today about the power of influence or the keeping power of a mom. In the book of Psalms 91 is a beautiful, beautiful, powerful text that talks about God's protection to us. I quote that I read that every day and I speak it over my family every day. And there's a verse in there, verse 11, it says, for he shall give angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And I begin to think about the angel that brought birth, that I became a part of when I was born a few years ago, about 22 years ago, at least. I begin to think about that angel and how I didn't know God. I didn't know anything about God but the environment that she created. I seen a saying one time, of course we know it's not true, but God couldn't be everywhere, so He created mothers. Now we know God is everywhere, but I'm so glad that the influence of a mother has made me what I feel that I am today. Number one thing I want to talk about today, four things real quick. One thing I want to talk about is the influence of pressure. As you begin to read here in Romans here, Romans gives us a depiction of how life really is. And that even though life is this way, God has made provisions. God gave us the beautiful access to motherhood, the recipient of love from a mother, because He knew we would live in a time of pressure. Look at it here in verse 3. It says here, but let me back up to verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith, or vehicles that I will create for you and give you access to faith, into this grace. I will lead you in this grace through vehicles. Thank God for mothers showing us the grace of God. Rejoice and hope in the glory of God. Verse 3, not only so, but we glory in tribulation. So it begins to break down a pattern here. Because of our access, because of our ability to learn and be brought into contact with such a beautiful, beautiful God, When the tribulation comes, it says here that we'll glory. So mothers begin to teach us about pressure, glorying in tribulations. What it's talking about there is developing. I look back over my life today and I want to say thank you to all you mothers who presented a path to us that when we could not see or could not understand, you offered that series of hope to say no matter what the pressure is, you can make it. I remember times in my life when I'd be discouraged or despondent or whatever, and I would want to give up. Anybody here ever wanted to give up? And because of the love of a mother pulling you to the side, how many of you had them kind of moms that would call you and say, look, I hadn't had a chance to talk to you, but I know something's going on. Have you ever had a mom like that? I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to know it's going to be all right because God has led me to pray for you. And she didn't even know. Mamas know, amen? Mamas know. Men, mamas know, don't they? Amen. Women, mamas know. No matter what you do, they know. How do you know that? I just know, amen. And we try to brush it off like they didn't know, but they did know. But the pressures of life sometimes come in to destroy us, but the touch of a mom, putting her arm around you, you felt like that no matter what, you could stand. The second element of influence was the influence of patience. Verse 3 there also talks about there, he says, and not only, but we glory. Glory is a symbol of the presence. Because of your presence, God, that I learned through a mother, I could stand in the midst of tribulation. And then it said here, also knowing that tribulation works patience. Patience is that gift of development, that gift that tells you you can do it, that gift of self-worth. We begin to learn our talents and our abilities through our mothers. Our mothers would see things in us that nobody else could see. Our mothers would say, you're going to be this and you're going to be that. You're going to be a great writer one day. You're going to be a great leader one day. You're going to be this. You mothers are listening to me now because you've said those things to your children. And I want you to understand it's not in vain. Because you know we live in a negative world and we live in a negative society. But God allowed that mother to be in the midst of the matrix to say, no matter what, you can do it. Your strengths today, your patience, that patience, and what I love about that patience of never giving up. I made a mistake a couple of times to go to my mom and tell her I was going to give up. And I made those statements that I was going to give up. Sit down over there. And once she got done with me, I left with her refueling that I could do it. Thank God for you mothers. The third thing was the element of presence. Look at verse 4. It says, and patience, experience. Now when you break that word experience down, it begins to talk about presence. Because what I learned in life is the things that mom told me was true. Isn't it amazing? I'm 56 years old now, but when I was 18 and 19, I knew everything. Amen? Them old people can't tell me nothing. Amen? I know y'all be real, y'all looking right, like y'all, I never thought that. Amen? Y'all be real nice now, look right. I never thought that. Yes, you did. You did. Yes, you did. We all thought we knew everything. It's amazing to me now that I learned she did know what she was talking about. God put her in my life to maintain balance. I was talking with a young lady at work this week, and she's trying to balance career and motherhood and all that. And sometimes there's an overbalance, and she was feeling guilty for time with her children. And I told her, I said, your number one job in the world is to be a mother. Anything you do other than that is a step down. I want to tell you that, mothers, today. You may have a successful career, and great if you do, because we need women in the business world. We need women to help us balance everything, because everywhere you are, there's a balance. But I want to tell you, when God called you to be a mother, there was no greater, higher calling in His mind than when He made you that, because your influence would touch an entire world. My family has grown now, and we've got babies and grandbabies and all this kind of stuff, and every one of them are receiving that influence that began years ago. Generation after generation, the power of presence. And what I learned about the power of presence is that when I would look into my mom's eyes and I would hear her words, it was like a supernatural anointing would come over her life. And I believed what she said, and no matter what chains would try to hold me down, the presence of God would break them. There's nothing in the world greater than the presence of God. And when He takes that presence and uses vessels like a mother to flow through into our lives, our heritage becomes unstoppable and unbreakable. Amen? We serve a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what we think or even ask. And you know that thought, that truth came to me from a mom who said, you can do it and there's nothing that can hold you down. The presence of God. When that mom, in the middle of the night, can't sleep, rolls that cover back, goes to the den and sits down and begins to pray. I believe that God halts everything in heaven and says, shh, be quiet. She's praying. And angels, line up, because what she tells you to do, you do it. Amen? You watch over that son. You watch over that daughter. Amen? We men, we think we got it all together. We think we're just big and bad and got t-shirts and tater chips and all that stuff. We think we got all that, but it was a prayer that held us together. That prayer got us through the wreck. Thank God for that couple today that you made it through that accident, but somebody was praying. You moms, and I got to go on, but you moms, you know how it is when you just feel that urge to pray and you don't even know what to pray. That presence of an almighty God. The last thing was the element of purpose. My self-worth was determined by atmosphere that a mom created for me. That mom helped me find my place. The greatest element that America has today is not our government. It's not our electoral system. It's not our judicial system. It is the element of family. A man and a woman who come together and love one another, and out of that love build a structure. The family unit is still keeping America strong today. Don't ever doubt it. No matter what they tell you, you don't worry about being a mom. Don't worry about being a dad. That's not important anymore. Don't you listen to that lie. It is the main thing that's important. Jesus was hanging on a cross, and one that never gave up on him was his mom. You remember that story? You've read the Bible. You know. That's my son. He is the Son of God. I know what it is to not know a man and all of a sudden become impregnated by a supernatural gift. And I'll close with this. Every one of you today are a supernatural gift. That God loved you enough, he gave you a mother. Today, love her, hug her, do whatever, feed her, whatever you need to do. But I want to tell you this. Every key event of life that has ever brought any success to you whatsoever, listen to this. Every key event in life that has ever brought any success to you whatsoever in the shadows is a mother. Amen. Would you stand? Would you take the hand of the one beside of you as we close in prayer today? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the beautiful, beautiful representation we have here today at Northview with these beautiful mothers. Father, today we have attempted to share out of our heart the elements that you gave us to begin to describe the beauty and influence that these mothers have made to our lives. No words can say, no words can even come close today, God, of how rich and beautiful they really are. Today, God, in Northview, we pray that they have made and know the sense of their worth, that they are so vital. The key element to success has been them standing in the shadows. Thank you, God, for giving us structure. Thank you, God, that you gave us structure and balance. And God, I pray today, is my prayer, that every mother in the sound of my voice will receive a blessing beyond compare today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless every one of you. Thank you for coming today.